I want to hear Tulsi Gabbard on with Joe Rogan. I want to hear Tulsi Gabbard say why she left the Democrat Party. Man, I told you earlier, why is this significant? Well, 2 years ago, between 3 and 2 years ago, 2 and 3 years ago, or in that span, from 2 to 3 years ago, and the calendar year that was 2020, and in part of 2019, Tulsi Gabbard wanted the nomination. She wanted to be where Biden was. She ran for president as a Democrat. She was being asked then, why are you still a Democrat? And she was saying, because I'm a Democrat. My views have evolved. Like, we talked about this earlier. She used to campaign, and her family crusaded against same-sex marriage in Hawaii, for example. Tulsi Gabbard leaving, this is a slap. This is a shot right across the bow of the demons that are running. They're the ones that emanate from Marina Abramovic's lair and take their marching orders from Bagul, Baal, Baphomet, and the boys. This is Tulsi Gabbard, who's a political survivor. Her family's been in politics for nearly her entire life, from her granddad to her dad and now to her. This is Tulsi Gabbard going like, you ain't killing me. I ain't going down with this ship. No sirree, Bob.
That's the danger of it, is the people in charge of the Democratic Party, whether they actually hold positions or they just are influential in the Democratic Party, have created this cult-like atmosphere and fomented this fear so much so that people who are really in a position to impact this, to stand up against it and say, hold on, guys, this is literally insane and needs to stop, they're too afraid to do so because of what the ramifications will be. The Democratic Party of the past, the Democratic Party that I joined, doesn't exist anymore. The party that was, the party of JFK, of Dr. Martin Luther King, the party of inclusivity, the big tent party that welcomed and encouraged this marketplace of ideas and conversations and people who held different views, the party of, that championed women and equality and the rights of people in our society. That party just, it doesn't exist anymore. And instead, we have a party that's being led by people who have gone insane with this ideological fanaticism. And there are a lot of different issues, a lot of different examples. You know, the whole issue of biology and the trans issue is just one of them. There are so many different others. You know, parents don't have a right to raise your kids now. You don't have a right to say what they're being taught in schools now. The state, the government, the teachers' unions, only they have that right and responsibility.
This is, by the way, this is very Dennis Kucinich of her. She even mentioned Kucinich.
Yeah, defund the police, the Supreme Court. We don't agree with them, so they're illegitimate. There's so many different examples of these ideologues who have taken control of the Democratic Party, who don't actually care about the people. It's all about themselves, their power, and their maintaining control. And that's the real threat to our democracy that they pose, is they don't believe in freedom of speech. They don't believe in freedom of thought. They don't believe in freedom of religion. All they believe in is you've got to buy into whatever they're selling at any given day. And like I said, not only, it's not enough to agree. You've got to go out there. You've got to march in the parade. You've got to carry the sign.
I have been telling you. I have been saying exactly this.
Talking to Republicans. Don't even think about working with Republicans, because that directly undermines their authority. And frankly, Joe, this is something that I've been trying to fight against within the Democratic Party back when I was vice chair of the DNC for years.
All right, enough. She mentions, if you let that play, she mentions Dennis Kucinich. Now, some people may be out there, Shaffa 13, and the Shaffarites may be on the cynical, we're riding on the cynic train tonight, on the cynic train. Man, go ahead and ride the cynic train. She's just doing it. You're right. I actually agree with you. She is doing it for purely personal reasons. She wants to survive. These people, by definition, don't want human life to survive, which is why people are showing up at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez town hall meeting screaming about nuclear holocaust. For a long time now, I have been saying your kind, humble host here, the Mike Church Show and the founder of the Crusade Channel, has been telling you where they were going with all this. Rod Dreher has been telling you it's not enough to just say, oh, let's be all-inclusive and stuff. Let's just get along with them and stuff. That's really all they want. They just want to they want to sit down at the same table and hug and sing Kumbaya together and stuff. And I'm like, no, dude. They want you participating in the sex act. They want your children participating in the sex act. They want your children participating in the mutilation. They want you participating. They want you to endorse it. It's not enough to say, well, that's just you. Live and let live, if you will. They want your participation. Why? Because it's always been a campaign for souls. I told you this. I have been saying this since 2013. Not to be confused with Shaffer 13. By the way, Shaffer showed up at the St. Benedict Center. Sure, yeah. That's why he wasn't in the chat room on Friday, because he was at the St. Benedict Center. He probably was in the chat room. I didn't see him with his phone in his hand. That it is not just acceptance that they wish. They want your participation. They want your active cooperation. And if they don't get it, they do what they did and what they're doing, for example, to Kanye. What? Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online, the last talk radio station standing. Yes.
Well, and it's worth noting, we do acknowledge the fact that she is still pro-abort and she's still anti-gun. So even though she posted a video of her shooting a gun, she, yes, what some of the things that she says, yes, we can agree with, but that she still has a long way.
But again, she's a survivor. She's Gloria Gaynor. She could be out there saying, I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to vote, I know I'll stay alive. She will survive. And the Democrat Party, again, by definition, does not wish for the human race to survive. You have Gruesome Newsome out there. Did you see what this clown was saying the other day? That it's the red state. The red states are causing all the problems. It's the red states world. This is happening and that's happening. We're at the murder capital of the world. Yeah, those are murders. Those aren't like child mutilations and abortions, Gavi. Because he would point, like, look at what's happening in Houston. Look at what?
The Federalist about Gavin Newsom.
Oh, the story from the Federalist. Yeah, it's a, hang on, I have it here somewhere. We did that one. Wow, there's a lot in the pile of prep here today, a lot of catch up here. Alex Jones must have did that one. Oh, I must talk about PayPal as well. Here it is. The left's new funny lie. The left's funny new lie. It's the red states with more crime. Because Democrats know they're completely untrustworthy when it comes to law enforcement. Having turned virtually every major city into a rape and murder zone, they've made the obvious choice. No, silly. They haven't started arresting criminals. Come on, silly rabbit. Cops are for kids. They've started lying. It's a lie told recently by Gruesome Newsom and then repeated twice this week in the Washington Compost. The latest came in a column by Dana Milbank. Yes, someone actually named their son Dana. Violent crime is generally worse in Republican-run states. It's just murder living in a red state. You know what all the murder capitals of the world have in common, of this continent have in common? You want me to tell you what they all have in common? They're run by black lesbians. True story. New Orleans? Oh, it was funny, Justin. You'd have laughed. We were online Wednesday after we got dropped off at the airport. I went through TSA pre. Maggie was going through TSA regular. And I can see over in the regular, they got this bank of televisions. And LaToya the Destroyer comes on and goes, "Hi, I am New Orleans mayor. LaToya, I forget her last name, her real name. What is her real name?
Cantrell.
Hi. I am New Orleans mayor, LaToya Cantrell." And after she says that, two guys in the line go, "Not for long."
It was awesome.
And then everyone bust out laughing. "And I just want to welcome you to the city of New Orleans." You know, it should have gone like, "Hi, this is New Orleans, soon to not be Mayor LaToya Jackson Destroyer. If you're coming into New Orleans, my advice is stop where the guns are sold in Metairie and buy you one." you might want to stock up on that Kevlar stuff, too, before you come into my actual city. And if you're driving a new vehicle, here are all the streets that you can drive on. Canal Street and St. Charles Avenue.